Read 180 presents Holes by Lewis Sacker. Before you start reading, let me tell you a few things about this book. Holes is a story about Stanley Yelnats, a 15-year-old boy. Stanley is found guilty of a crime he says he didn't commit. He's given a choice between going to jail or going to a juvenile detention center called Camp Green Lake. It isn't much of a choice, but Stanley figures that the camp must be better than jail. In fact, Camp Green Lake is pretty bad. First of all, despite its name, it's in the desert and there's no lake anywhere. It's also nothing like a camp. Every day, the boys there have to slave away in the blazing sun digging, you guessed it, holes. As you read about Stanley, you'll come across flashbacks to another story. The story of Stanley's great-great-grandfather and how he brought the entire family bad luck. At first, this will seem totally unrelated to what's happening to Stanley. But if you pay attention, you'll start to see how the story of Stanley's great-great-grandfather solves a lot of mysteries in Stanley's story, including, as a matter of fact, how Camp Green Lake got that strange name. Holes has won lots of awards. It's a great book, and I know you're going to have a hard time putting it down. Now let me turn you over to your reading coach, Jared.
Hi, I'm Jared. I'll be reading Holes with you. From time to time, I'll be coming in to make sure we don't miss anything important. I'll also show you some of the strategies I use to figure out difficult words or confusing parts of the book. When you hear this sound, it means I'll be jumping in. Don't forget to follow along in your book as you're listening.
Holes by Lewis Sacker. Part 1. You are entering Camp Green Lake. 1. There is no lake at Camp Green Lake. There once was a very large lake here, the largest lake in Texas. That was over 100 years ago. Now it is just a dry, flat wasteland. There used to be a town of Green Lake as well. The town shriveled and dried up along with the lake and the people who lived there. During the summer, the daytime temperature hovers around 95 degrees in the shade, if you can find any shade. There's not much shade in a big dry lake. The only trees are two old oaks on the eastern edge of the lake. A hammock is stretched between the two trees, and a log cabin stands behind that. The campers are forbidden to lie in the hammock. It belongs to the warden. The warden owns the shade. Out on the lake, rattlesnakes and scorpions find shade under rocks and in the holes dug by the campers.